The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to The Early Edge. I already see the chat is booming with, I don't know, some bets, but also just a lot of good cheer, a lot of positivity. I see you, Allie Lonzak. I see you, David Tock. I see you, Liddy, Brandon Silva, Dan Torres, Chris Kish. Thank you for being in here. Thank you for being a part of this experience. Hit the like button if you could. We got a great show for you today. We got some Champions League picks. Of course, that's soccer. For those of you uninitiated, which is kind of me, we got Premier League, we got Champions League, we got Europa League. There's so many soccer things going on right now. We got buckets here for that. And of course, we got prop stars to break down some MLB and NBA. I've got an MLB pick as well. Let's see how we did yesterday on the recap screen. Monday edition. Listen, we could do better than 3-4 for sure. Sportsline, we split. Proppy 2-0. Absolutely love to see that. A-Mags, unfortunately, really got burned by the hook on that one. A very close call. And then Buckets. Well, he's here to bounce back from his 0-2. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the stars of today's show. It's a tight-knit group. We got a couple of people on assignment, traveling for various things. We got Buckets. We got Proppy. And Proppy, I want to go to you real quick to talk about some Boston Celtics news that we might be hearing. But Buckets, I got to check in with you because yesterday you had a bit of a flu game. You came onto the show. You were clearly battling it. You do look kind of better today. How are you doing today?
Well, this is a little bit embarrassing. See, I don't know if you saw my video on Twitter. It turns out I lied to everyone about my flu game. I built it up over nothing. I went to take my temperature later that day because I was feeling better. And again, it said, did you not see this, Sia?
I did not see it.
Oh, it's bad. Again, it said 101 degrees. And I was like, ah, damn, you know, I'm not feeling good. I just had bought the thermometer. It had a little LED screen with a sticker over the screen, and the sticker read 101. So I had been taking my temperature and reading like the little pre-built sticker over it. As soon as I took it off and took my temperature, I was fine. So I got in my own head a little bit there, but we're here. We're ready to bounce back. The Bavarian Giants play this afternoon. All good vibes today, see ya.
I got to be honest. That's probably something I've done. Like, that's something I would do as well. Like, it's ridiculous, of course, but I feel like something like that happens to everybody. But, you know, normally Buckets, when you're feeling good, like, you're feeling good, right? Like, so you're, at least we can say, notwithstanding you taking your temp, you feel good today.
I feel great today. I give in to peer pressure really easily. So as soon as I saw 101, I was like, well, I'm sick. The whole day's ruined. We'll try again tomorrow. It's fine. Feeling good today.
All right, Proppy. You know who's not feeling good? You know, some Celtics fans going into the playoffs, or certainly even going into the second half of the season after the All-Star break, they were looking pretty good. They were basically even money at the All-Star break. Then that quickly changed to minus 120 to minus 140 to win the East. Not to win the championship, but to win the East. And now we're looking at odds. And, you know, listen, they're still certainly a heavy favorite at minus 245. But the Knicks, who I was touting when the playoffs started at plus 1400, who I was touting last week at plus 1000, well, all of a sudden they're plus 400. And we've got news that Kristaps Porzingis, there may be an issue. I don't think we have official word yet. But when you look at this Eastern Conference, is there anything to assess from a value or an outright standpoint? Again, just with the Eastern Conference, when we see the Knicks at plus 400, the Pacers at plus 1100, the Cavaliers at plus 1900, anything in play here?
Yeah, tough break for Boston. Obviously, see if Porzingis is out for an extended period of time. Even though he hasn't had the biggest contributions on the stat sheet in this series, anytime he's on the floor, he creates a ton of spacing, really makes life easier for Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum when they're attacking the rim. So his loss would be tremendous. They do have solid depth in Al Horford, but you don't really want to rely on Al Horford at this stage of his career for more than 20, 25-plus minutes or really a couple starts there. So it would be a massive loss for Boston if Porzingis is out for an extended period of time. I would make the Knicks the second shortest odds to challenge Boston. Fortunately, they would probably avoid, or they would avoid the Knicks in the following series. They wouldn't face them until the championship series if they both were to advance an additional series here. So as long as Porzingis is back for that game, I guess it's a wait and see to see how long this calf injury is ultimately going to keep him out. Watching Cleveland, watching Orlando, certainly Milwaukee and Indiana, I'm not really impressed with any of these teams. And I think Boston, even sans Porzingis, will be able to get by them pretty seamlessly. So I do think if he is out for an extended period of time, it shortens their chances. But if it's only for a couple of weeks or a series, I don't think it'll have a big impact.
All right. James Cummins, by the way, says Josh Hart over 1.5 threes tonight. And Jack O'Donovich, he said, definitely need a few great picks because it's his birthday today. So already people in the chat saying happy birthday, but happy birthday to Jack. All right, Buckets, he said he needed a couple good picks at the very least. So you're going to kick us off with a couple of good picks. You've got the floor, my friend.
All right, this is tough because I have two picks for us, and one of them I'm going to talk about for 5 seconds. The other one I'm going to talk about for about 13 hours. So let's get our championship pick out of the way here. Coventry versus Ipswich Town. Keep it nice and simple. Two tremendous offenses, two horrible defenses. Coventry has scored in 27 of their 30 fixtures so far this season. Ipswich are playing for promotion. This game should have goals aflowing. Both teams to score in over 2.5 goals at minus 130 is fine for me, considering I think this game could have 4 or 5 goals. Now, the big one, the Champions League semifinal. And I need a big flashing disclaimer here for everyone. I am biased in this matchup, very obviously. I am a supporter of Bayern Munich. I've got the Bavarian crest tattooed on my thigh. This is my club. I love them to death. But with that being said, when you're betting on your teams, you've got to be careful. You've got to bet with your wallet and not with your heart. And that's what I'm going to try to do here for all of us. Bayern Munich need a result in the first leg. They have to do something at Allianz Arena because afterwards, when they have to travel to the Bernabeu, it is going to be tough for them. So they need goals here, and ideally they need a goal lead in this first leg. The only problem is when you're looking across the pitch and you're playing against Los Blancos, the Madridistas, Real Madrid, the kings of Champions League themselves, the only way you're winning is by scoring 2 or 3 goals. You cannot play against the likes of Vinicius Jr., Jude Bellingham, Rodrigo, Modric, Kroos. There are too many fantastic players on this Madrid side to say, hey, let's sit back, let's park the bus, and let's play for the 1-0 victory. Bayern Munich have to attack, and Real Madrid by nature will attack here. This game, I'm praying, has goals because we are seeing two of the best attacks, not only in all of Europe, but in all of the world right now. I'm taking both teams to score in over 2.5 at this game at minus 105 because, again, there's just too many good offenses here. Jude Bellingham is plus odds to score. Vinny Jr. is plus odds to score. Harry Kane is plus odds to score. Those should not be possible in any matchup here. This is a match to where I would not be shocked if we saw a 2-2 cagey tight draw here, but I'm praying that my boys pull out with a big 3-2 victory here. See ya.
All right. The tattoos say it all. By the way, Ipswich Town, I have never even heard of that team before, and I feel like you made it up. That's a real team.
That's a real team. Yes, they are currently, if they win this match, I don't know if it's guaranteed, but they're probably going to be in the Premier League next year season.
Proppy, you have some commentary here.
What a difference 24 hours makes from yesterday's take to that beautiful, brilliant take. Yes. You can see the color back in Bucket's face. So glad he's on the mend and feeling well. And let's just make sure, folks at home, we take off those stickers with their thermometers. So kudos to Buckets, and I'm glad he's back in the mix.
Can I just say, there was a comment by Eric David, big-time friend of mine, friend of all of us, but certainly a friend of the Early Edge as well, where he said, it really shows you, after Bucket said that thing about this 101 sticker being on the thermometer, he said it really tells you and shows you how mindset plays a role in how you feel every day. And listen, because the sticker tricked buckets, he thought he was sick and he was up against it. We saw it on the show. And listen, this is stuff that happens. It's not exclusive to buckets. When we have a certain mindset, let's say we go into a day with a negative mindset, we're going to be negative the rest of the day. If we think we're sick, we're going to feel like we're sick the rest of the day. And that affects everything that we touch. So really interesting comment from Eric David. Sorry to go all Fraser Crane on everybody, but I thought that was really important to point out. Buckets, go ahead.
Well, I had something to say, and then you said Fraser Crane, which to me sounds like a made-up name, just like Ipswich does to you. But I am channeling, Sia, the positive vibes and the good energy. This is my bounce-back day. 2-0 coming from me with a big win for Bayern Munich. Let's go, baby.
Absolutely love it. By the way, if you want to make any of those two picks, which I'm sure you do, go to BetMGM. You can BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to my first five play. We got to get to an NBA MLB play. We got to get to the sports line plays. We're going to do that right after this message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we have a play today that I really like, and I'm surprised the number is what it is, which is not something I often say. And I don't often back the Chicago Cubs, but listen, the Cubs going against Sean Manaea, they've got Assad on the mound. Assad's been pretty good. Like, we'll see if this is sustainable for Assad, but what's interesting about Manaea is he's been pretty good this year, too. He's got some control issues. ERA could be a little bit better. Some of the advanced metrics could be a little bit better. But more importantly, the Chicago Cubs hit up lefties real hard. This is one of the best teams against lefties. And we saw just a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was when Tommy Henry was on the mound, and Tommy Henry got lit up by the Dodgers yesterday. He should have gotten lit up way more than that. And he's not a very good pitcher, right? He's not as good as Sean Manaea, but I love the Cubs in a spot against lefties, especially when I'm getting, if you wanted to play the money line here, you're getting even money, maybe plus 105. I'm going to go ahead and tack on the plus a half a run. Again, this is a first five run line play, plus a half at minus 135. I like the pitching matchup. I think we've got the benefit of the pitching matchup, but I also think we have the benefit of the Cubs bats going against the lefty. I really like this play with the Cubs on the road. So give me Cubs first five, plus a half at minus 135. If you've got the plus a half at like minus 145 and you just don't want to play that, that's okay. Honestly, just go ahead and take the Cubs money line. My play is going to be the plus a half. I'm going to pay the juice there, but the money line play without the half is certainly in play for this one as well. All right. We got to get to our next pick, and it's going to be a sports line pick. Proppy, we're going to keep you on the shelf just for a second, and I want to get your reaction to this first one in particular. The Pacers are at the Bucks. This is a 9:30 Eastern Standard Time game. Pacers favored by 4, and that's the pick. Pacers minus 4. Speaking of injuries, we talked about Kristaps Porzingis. Listen, I actually want to go to you first before I give out the next sports line play, Proppy, because Damian Lillard, Giannis, doesn't look like they're going to play. And, you know, we've got a what do we have left? Chris Middleton. We've got like Bobby Portis. You know, there's not a lot left here. And I don't love the Pacers, but I do feel like even though the Bucks are a well-coached, well, I shouldn't say they were a well-coached team. I don't know if Doc Rivers, sometimes they play without their stars is what I'm trying to say here. But when you don't have Dame and you don't have Giannis, this one seems to me like Pacers all the way. Is this just too easy and we should be going the other way, you think?
No, I agree, Sia. I mean, obviously, sides and totals are a little bit outside of my wheelhouse, but yeah, this Milwaukee Bucks team, even if they had a healthy Giannis and Dame, I think would be having problems with this Pacers team. They just do not seem to be in sync with each other. I'm not a big fan of Doc Rivers as a coach either. Defensively, they've struggled all season long. So I think the Pacers are the play tonight. They've really been able to control the tempo in this game. You can't count on Bobby Portis. He's proven that time and time again. When the team really needs him, he's either getting ejected or struggling. Chris Middleton just seems like it's a matter of time until he breaks down. Yeah. Can't count on him to play big minutes. It's really Brook Lopez, who's obviously like in his 16th season, and a bunch of other guys. So, yeah, I think this is a Pacer spot where if they're up for the game, they roll.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I'm going to be on the Pacers minus four as well. Of course, that is the sports line pick. And then the next sports line pick is the Blue Jays money line minus 124. We've got Reagans on the mound against Berrios. This one's interesting because I know Reagans is a guy that gets a lot of backing, but we got the Blue Jays in this one minus 124. This is at 7:07 Eastern Standard Time. That is the second of two sports line picks. By the way, Big Cheesy in the chat, and he says Adley Rutschman over 1.5 total bases at even money. Props to him because, as Ali points out, he had the Gunnar Henderson prop yesterday. I believe it was over 2.5 total bases, maybe at plus money. That hit in the first inning. So good job, Big Cheesy. Allie, thanks for pointing that out. And Chad Eubank says, a little late here, but a little late for the show, but the Stars cashed first. Of course, Chad, you were in here touting the Stars before we gave out that play on Sportsline. So you were on that one as well. Bradley Jacobs inserting some soccer knowledge in there. Everybody get in. If you're listening to the podcast, get into the chat because the chat has so many good nuggets day to day. I really encourage you to watch this live if you can. And if you can't, watch the YouTube replay if you can. And always remember to hit the like button. All right, Prop Stars, we got to get to your baseball pick and to your NBA pick, which is very interesting. But before we do that, let's hear one more message from our partners.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. And Proppy, I give the floor to you. You've got a baseball pick and a very interesting NBA pick, which involves an under on a superstar. So you've got the floor. Let's start out with some baseball.
Sounds good, Sia. Yeah, I'm going to fade a left-hander. Sia, you talked about it with the Cubs being good against lefties. The Philadelphia Phillies are also very good against lefties, and their bats have been red hot lately. So I'm going to fade left-handed pitcher Tyler Anderson of the Los Angeles Angels. Going under 17.5 outs, you can get this at a great price right now. It's floating around plus 125. Got this out on the site at plus 135. So, yeah, great number here. Tyler Anderson has pitched really well to start the season. However, I do not think it's sustainable. I also think he's a major regression candidate. If we look under the hood at the underlying metrics, they do not paint a very pretty picture. The expected ERA significantly higher than his ERA. So, I think the Phillies have a really good chance of getting to him. The Phillies bats have been red hot over the last couple of weeks. They haven't been striking out at all either. I believe they're eighth in OPS against opposing left-handed hitters. They also have excellent career numbers. The projected lineup, I think, has a 1,200 OPS collectively against Tyler Anderson and a lot of at-bats. So they're very familiar with him as well. And I like their chances of getting to him and preventing him pitching six innings. And it's a phenomenal price here. I'd play this one up to like minus or down to minus 115 odds. So get this while you can, especially at plus money. And then I got an NBA play. See, I mentioned an interesting under. I'm going to fade one of my favorite players in the NBA, as much as it pains me, Jalen Brunson, coming off of just an unbelievable game. We're going under 47.5 points, rebounds, and assists for the superstar guard. Let me make that clear. Jalen Brunson is a superstar guard. It's official when you get PRA lines up north of 45, because this is Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid territory at this number. It's almost like I have to fade him out of principle. This is such a ridiculously high combination line for Jalen Brunson, who's been phenomenal, but efficiency-wise, he hasn't been that great in this series, shooting sub 40%. I know going back to New York, I feel that his teammates are going to have to pick up some of the scoring load here. So I think some of the points, rebounds, and assists will be distributed to his teammates in this spot. And I know the Sixers have done a decent job. D'Anthony Melton back in the lineup as well tonight for the Sixers. Gives them another body on the perimeter to throw at Jalen Brunson. There'll be a lot of resources invested to slowing down Jalen Brunson. I have a lot of confidence in Nick Nurse, the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, to make a defensive adjustment to limit Jalen Brunson. And this is just such a big number. He can still have an absolutely massive game. He can go 33 points, 9 assists, 4 or 5 rebounds, and still stay under this huge line. So as much as it pains me, as well as Jalen Brunson's playing, this is such a massive combo line for him. I'm going to fade him under 47.5 points, rebounds, and assists, under 17.5 outs for the Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Anderson. And for those of you at home, that's him not recording 6 innings pitched.
Speaking of Tyler Anderson, by the way, before I get to the question in the chat, Taylor DeHart says you have to fade star players in the playoffs. It pays off more than you think, says Taylor. But a question on that Phillies game, which is around 9:40 tonight. Ed Anarumo says, so you're saying team total over 4.5 is a lock too, right? Well, that's certainly not your pick, Proppy, but how would you feel about somebody maybe making that play along with your Tyler Anderson outs under?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly correlated. I do feel that the Phillies, there are paths to them not getting scoring 5 runs and also shortening Tyler Anderson's night. So not necessarily something I think is like a must pair, especially at the price. We're getting a significantly better price, assuming for Tyler Anderson fading him, than you are getting that team total for the Phillies. But yeah, if you want to speculate a little bit, I would lean over on 4.5 runs for sure.
It reminds me, yesterday's show, my play, the Tigers' first 5 got rained out. But I did say on the show that I was leaning towards the Dodgers team total over and the Dodgers over in that game. I wish I had put that in an official play. I'm kind of hoping a couple of you pivoted off of that once my Detroit game got rained out, because that was an easy one. Honestly, the Dodgers, they put up 8 runs. They probably should have put up 12 or 13. If you watch that game, Tommy Henry just got lucky to get out of some jams early in that game. So just a FYI there. Maybe I need to put in that pick myself when I really believe in it. Let's see. I think there was one more question. Oh, it was somebody who pointed out that the first 5s are available on Sportsline. Now, I'm having actual trouble putting in my first 5s on Sportsline. Everything else is available, including all the props. And I know Proppy's not having any issues, but that's a tech issue on my end that I'm going to solve. And that's why you haven't seen the first 5 plays on. Go ahead, Proppy.
I actually believe that there have been some behind the scenes technical issues with the first 5 CS. So I don't think it's necessarily you having issues. Yeah, I think they're working out some kinks, the dev team for CBS Sportsline have been working out some kinks regarding team totals and first 5s. I do believe that they anticipate them being worked out like within the next few days. So I don't think it's anything on your end, Sia, and I do anticipate us being able to put out first 5s, team totals on the site very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for clarifying that. And so for now, they're going to be on this show, but it sounds like very soon I'll be able to put them on the app, just like all of the other picks. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, somebody who had the plus a half at minus 140, I think that's okay. But again, if you're averse to paying the minus 140, I think playing the push and playing the money line on my first five play at around plus 100 is also fine. Up to you how you want to do it. I like the minus 135, so minus 140, I'm willing to take that as well. Nothing bigger than that. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Buckets, Coventry, Ipswich Town. I swear, that's a real team. Both teams to score, plus over 2.5 at minus 130. And Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, both teams to score, plus over 2.5 at minus 105. I've got the Cubs first five, plus a half at minus 135. Proppy, Tyler Anderson under 17.5 outs at plus 125. And Jalen Brunson under 47.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 121. Sportsline picks, Pacers -4 at Milwaukee, and the Blue Jays money line minus 124. All right, well, Big Cheesy says it all. He says, good luck, fam. Good luck to everybody out there with your bets and with your day. Again, don't forget what Eric said earlier in the show. Your mindset controls everything. So let's have a positive one from this minute forward. On behalf of Prop Stars, on behalf of Buckets, and Jake the Snake, always doing the very hard work behind the scenes. I am the counselor, Sia Najat. This is The Early Edge, and we rest our case.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.